Brisbane looks set to be the likely destination for Jeff Horn's first WBO welterweight title defence. When it will happen or who he will fight is uncertain, but a rematch with Filipino great Manny Pacquiao is on the cards. Holding up his title belt and flanked by Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, Australia's Jeff Horn brushed aside the outcry against his shock victory over Manny Pacquiao. Horn says there will always be backlash.
There's always going to be the naysayers saying that I didn't win the fight, but I felt like I won the fight. I think everyone, a lot of Queenslanders think I won the fight and people around the world. So you're always going to have a select few that are going to be against you.
Brisbane Mayor Graham Quirk, who is also Horn's second cousin, says it's been incredible for the sport in Australia.
That was a real slogfest today. The world got its money's worth. The Battle of Brisbane certainly lived up to its name. And it's been a real privilege for anyone that was in attendance here at this fight today. This will go down as one of the great fights.
Boxing promoter Bob Arum called the fight a tremendous success for Queensland and for boxing. Horn, a 29-year-old former schoolteacher, was awarded a unanimous 12-round decision over the 8-division world champion after a bloody battle in front of more than 51,000 fans at Brisbane's Lang Park. Arum says a rematch now depends on whether Horn would welcome it and on Pacquiao's passion to recontest. Boxing analyst Paul Upham says he doesn't think Pacquiao is in the right frame of mind to be truly competitive.
I think he's distracted by his senator duties in the Filipino parliament. You know, at the elite level, you've got to be a full-time fighter. And Manny Pacquiao is not a full-time fighter. It's a part-time job for him now. And I don't think he can clearly focus on the job at hand of being a boxer. And Manny Pacquiao's been great in the past. And look, he fought a good fight yesterday. It wasn't that Manny Pacquiao was a bad fighter yesterday. It was just that Jeff Horn was a bit better. But I just think that Pacquiao's clearly underestimated Horn. And, you know, he was a nobody to him. And, you know, in the end, he got beaten for it.
Pacquiao, whose defeat was his first since his blockbuster clash with Floyd Mayweather Jr. in 2005, indicated he would take up the option of a rematch. Horn says he'd be delighted to face the 38-year-old in his first title defence, but knows the challenge that comes with the opponent.
Manny Pacquiao is an absolute warrior. He's a legend of the sport. He might have come underdone in this fight. I don't know. I guess if we have a rematch and if he puts it all in again, he might come in better. I don't know.
Boxing analyst Paul Upham says he believes there will definitely be a rematch.
Pacquiao's got a contracted rematch in his favour. He's not going to retire on this. I think he's going to realise that he was a bit distracted. He underestimated Jeff Horn, and he's going to come back better. And Jeff Horn's going to have to improve, because if he doesn't improve, Manny Pacquiao will beat him, because Pacquiao's going to be better next time.
Horn's promoter, Dean Lonergan, says he won't engage in a bidding war with other state governments to host a mooted rematch with the Filipino legend.